How to Be Happy Podcast, episode number 18, JaredAkers.com. Welcome to the How to Be Happy Podcast with Jared and Emily Akers, where we talk about life, love, happiness, respect for yourself and your partners in life. So open your hearts and your minds and get ready to be honest, be loved, and be happy. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the How to Be Happy Podcast with Jared and Emily Akers. I'm Jared Akers.
I'm Emily.
How you doing, Emily?
I'm good.
Good?
How are you?
Pretty good. The bread you just made for dinner was really good. To come home and having fresh baked bread cooking in the oven, that was nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Today's topic is dealing with aging parents. Yeah.
And we're fortunate enough to get to do that.
To have, yeah.
Yeah.
This topic kind of, it came up several, I don't know, it was a couple weeks ago. This woman had emailed me, and she said that she was having, well, her and her husband, I think they're in their 50s, if I remember correctly. Like I said, it's been a couple weeks, but they had been taking care of her mother.
His mother.
Well, her mother to
begin
with.
Oh, her mother. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Her mother to begin with. And I think if memory serves me correctly, that she had retired in order to kind of take care of her. Mm. And then she ended up, I believe, passing away. And they entered into something very similar within her mother.
His mother.
His mother. Sorry.
Finally, I got to say that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you did. You were dying to say that.
I was.
Yeah. And the deal was that she lived, his mother lived over an hour or 2 hours away, you know, a pretty good distance. Mm-hmm. And they had to go there every day, you know, and help her and take care of her and get her paper and her, you know, and mail and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, and so there's a lot of emotions that go into that. And
what was the deal with, she wasn't willing to move in with them or?
Well, I think that they had considered that, or that was kind of a topic for discussion. I don't know. There was a lot of things around it, but the gist of it was that, you know, she was tired,
yeah.
And, you know, and it's understandable,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I kind of felt for her, and I really didn't have a lot of experience to share with her, but, you know, I validated her feelings that, you know, it's okay to feel guilty, you know, if you're feeling, and she loves her, you
right.
know, she's a witty old lady, mm-hmm. you know, she's great. She's feisty or not feisty, but you know, she's got her wits about her, but she had,
there he goes.
There goes
her
neighbor.
I don't know if you can hear
her. He always seems to like
neighbor.
Take off right when we sit down to do this. I don't know what it is.
Maybe he waits
yeah.
to
I think
see
he must.
Us sitting
yeah.
up here.
So, you know, so, but I think she had broken her hip or, you know, her arm or something. And so they kind of needed to take care of her. But, you know, it's a full-time job.
There
you know?
Was something to do with the husband making a decision that caused them to have to go 2 hours. I've forgotten. We probably should have listened to it again or read it again before.
Yeah.
At any rate, she was building resentments towards her husband.
I think there was some of that in
mm-hmm.
there.
And wondering, you know, am I a bad person for feeling this way? And
yeah. I didn't get that as much as just that she was tired, you know.
Yeah.
And which we've kind of talked about that a lot recently,
mm-hmm.
you know, because our parents are aging or my mother,
right.
you know, my father passed away. And now my mother, we've had to help her kind of get some things together and, you know, around the house. And
yeah.
she lives about an hour and a half away.
Waiting for me to argue the time.
Yeah. No,
it's farther than that.
Hour and 23 minutes.
Okay. Whatever.
And so, you know, helping, you know, dad kind of passed away suddenly. So there was a lot of kind of stuff that was left.
Yeah. She had a lot of work to do.
Yeah. You know, a lot of his things and mm-hmm. stuff around the farm there to take care of. And it was a family farm. So we got some help from the rest of the family. But, you know, and we had kind of talked about that a lot recently about having kind of our things in order
mm-hmm.
so that our kids don't have to do that.
Yeah.
And besides just, well, there's a lot of things, you know, there's do you put them in a nursing home, and do you feel guilty? And but someone,
well, I guess you have to ask yourself, at what point does a parent lose their right to make decisions?
Yeah.
You know? And I'm just not in a position where I would be willing to take that away from my father at this point at all.
You mean like,
well,
have him committed,
you know,
or something, or?
Everybody seems to want to make decisions for him and for my stepmother, who's, you know, struggling with older age, and therefore my father is struggling with taking care of her, and, you know, it's really his decision.
Yeah.
You know, they're the adults. You know, I don't know. I think when people develop dementia and Alzheimer's and things like that, then it's obviously you start have to start making decisions for them. But
yeah, but when do you know when that,
yeah, I know.
You know, it's like when they drive mm-hmm. into oncoming traffic, or
pretty much,
because, you know, it's kind of like anything else, or being intoxicated, or whatever it is. I think I'm fine.
Right.
You know, and until I make the decision myself.
Yeah. You know. We took a little trip with my stepmother a couple years ago. Ended up in a different city than we were headed to. And
I think it was this. Well,
we were in a different city.
Yeah. Were we?
Were we in the back seat?
Yeah, we were headed to Olive Garden, but we ended up at Red Lobster.
Yeah.
But actually, I was happy with it, because I kind of wanted to go to Red Lobster anyway. And then we saw the guy walking in.
Oh, yeah.
It was meant to be, because I'd been thinking about getting a motorcycle, and we saw this guy walking in, and he was in crutches or wheelchairs.
He was all broken up. He was in terrible shape.
And she's like, there's your sign.
Yep.
So I was like, you know, everything's meant to be. So.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I mean,
interesting.
It's a tough call, because I know that we feel...
But, you know, no one said anything. It's like when someone does something really bizarre like that, that you've always respected and looked up to, you know they're not within... You know, but I do things.
I do, too.
You know, all the time that don't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
You know, what? Yeah. And no one said anything to her. It was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
Well...
I kind of wondered at that point if she should be driving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I don't think she's driving anymore.
You don't think?
No. Yeah. No.
Well, and I think about my mother. She's not old. I mean, she's not old by any means, really, is she? I mean, she's 65.
No, she's a young 65.
I think it seems like...
I have to say that. No.
Yeah.
No, she is. She's a young 65.
Yeah. And she still gets around, and now she's very independent, and a lot more so in the last few years.
Totally has her wits about her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Mother.
As far as we know.
Except when she doesn't.
Yeah, right. But, you know, there's a lot. I don't know. There's just so many. I worry about it sometimes. Or I think the only thing that you really can do is take the steps for ourselves to try to mitigate that responsibility or that burden or that guilt.
Exactly.
On our...
Be aware of that and start making decisions to pave the way for our kids.
Yeah, because I used to listen to Dave Ramsey, but... They moved his show to a different time, and now it's not on the radio when I go to lunch. And that was the only time I ever listened to it when I go to the gym. Hmm. But he had, you know, he refers to something that he calls a legacy file. And that is basically
all the information that they'll need for insurance policies. And
that's another thing to think about.
Yeah.
You know, all of those, if I pass away.
Beneficiary. Well, I've made our son beneficiary after it.
Yeah,
after us.
But it's the little things like, where are those documents, and what does he need to do? And, you know, what are our bank accounts, and how does he get access to that? And can he? And, you know, and like if I was to pass away suddenly, would you be able to know, you know,
there are some things you need to think about.
Or will you need them at all? Or?
Right. I like the idea of the legacy file. Is this something that he has like a document or lined out?
Like a kit that you can buy or something?
I'm sure there are.
I'm sure there probably is, but it's just a concept. You know, but
I think it's a wonderful concept.
It is. And he said, like, even regardless of how old you are, and it's specifically, you know, big on term life insurance when you're younger.
Right.
Because it's a tragedy when someone in their early age, you know, young, dies and leaves their young family with this burden of, So, you went through
experience.
That with your mother.
Yeah.
And you were...
When I was 20.
20.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was sudden.
So are you obligated, like, are you to take care of your parents?
I wouldn't do it out of obligation. I would do it out of, that's just what I would want to do.
Yeah.
Thank goodness it's not just me. I mean, I have a pretty good sized family.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I would do anything that my father asked me to do.
Well, and
help him.
Yeah.
But he's still of sound mind.
Right.
You know, still gets around pretty good, and he can make his own decisions. I'm not going to take those away from him. I don't have to agree with all his decisions, but they are his decisions. It's his life, and she is his wife. There's some controversy in thereof with her condition, and I don't know. We have two families. It's a kind of a, she's my stepmother, so.
Right.
Yeah. There's her kids, and then. Well, yeah,
and there's different opinions, but everyone, I think, has agreed, you know, also that it's what's best for them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and.
Well, I don't know that everybody agrees, but.
Well, yeah. Well, they're, you know, but that's the question, you know, when is it time to mm-hmm. make the decision for someone, and are we doing it just because we want to make our life easier later, or, you know, I guess maybe that's my narcissistic view of it, but. You know, like, I knew that, like, with Mom, you know, there was a lot of stuff that needed to be done. And,
right.
You know, and I, to be honest, I didn't really feel like going to do it.
Right.
But I also knew that.
But then it was fun.
Yeah, it was.
Once we went and got involved and, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a fun thing.
Well, you know, and it's natural to have certain type of, specifically guilt because you feel guilt. Or, mm-hmm. you know, it's like with this lady, she felt bad because she was tired. But then you also go through, well, you tell yourself, I'm sure, surely I can do this for her. She's not going to live forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, surely I can do this for a couple more years. And, you know, mm-hmm. then you feel bad, like, oh gosh, am I wishing?
Well, I think in the case of this woman that wrote the letter, something that I remember thinking when you were telling me about the letter is that you certainly have the right to negotiate your time with your husband, you know, feeling like you need to go every time, you know, negotiate that time so that you still have a life that you're enjoying.
Right.
And talk to him about that. And you know, on the flip side, be willing to go and let him have some life, you know, so things still get done.
Yeah, that was one of my kind of questions or thoughts was, you know, what point is your happiness compromised because you're taking care of someone else. I know maybe that's a
Well, it's just
pessimistic way to
think
about it.
I kind of feel like it's people are lucky to be able to do that because I'm never going to be able to do that with my mother. So I,
right,
you know, and I've had friends that and customers that have gone through this and, you know, had to put their parents in a nursing home and visit every day, make sure they had clean laundry and et cetera. And, you know, I got to tag along because I was the hairdresser. So
yeah.
It was kind of a neat experience, even though they really didn't know what was going on. But a neat experience for the child to become the caregiver of the people that took care of them
right.
when they were growing and the people that created them. I mean, it's like...
I guess that would be one of
the ultimate gift
of having a lot of children.
And I think it also paves the way for a healthy grieving process when they do pass. Knowing that you've done everything that you can to help them make the transition into, you know, death.
Yeah.
You know, say everything you want to say, do everything you want to do, and feel good about you.
Well, yeah, and that's a good way to look at it, the perspective, because I know, like, you know, I knew that my dad was sick,
mm-hmm.
and I knew that it probably wasn't going to be very long before he was, so I had a chance to consciously think, am I doing everything? Mm-hmm. And when this, years from now, when I look back.
Think of the conversations you got to have with him that otherwise you may not have had.
Because I wouldn't have known, right? If he was,
exactly.
And you didn't get that chance with your mother.
You know? Oh, but we had, we just, there wasn't really anything left unsaid or.
And you're lucky.
I mean, I am very lucky that way.
Because how many times do we leave?
Yeah.
We don't do that, really.
No.
Anymore, because we're pretty enlightened.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I started meditating again, you know, and
how's that going?
It's amazing.
What does it do for you?
Vipass- Vipassana, V-I-P-I-S-S-A-N-A, I think, mm-hmm. is insight meditation. And it's not thinking nothing. It's being completely aware of what your thoughts are and being able to detach from them. But I've kind of learned through starting it again that I kind of am already that way. I don't really have a hard time sitting there mm-hmm. being still and just listening mm-hmm. and, you know, concentrating my breath. And anytime your mind kind of wanders away on something, you bring it back. But, you know, I have things revealed to me. It's, you know, like I had this perception or this kind of this feeling towards this other person and that I didn't really know that well. And I realized just in meditation that, and it just came to me like in an instant, that my perception or feelings about this person are based on what someone else said about them. Yeah, and it's not in reality. Slope. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, and that
based on whatever's going on with them.
Exactly. You
know? Yeah.
And it was like, oh, wow. And it just came to me.
Everyone deserves to have a fair shake with everyone.
Yeah. And I think what Unless meditation does for me is to have the ability to sit there and just be mindful mm-hmm. and let things come and pass and don't attach to anything, be able to see your thoughts and emotions from an objective point of view.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
With you.
Well, this book that I'm reading again, the Mindfulness in Plain English, kind of spells it out, how to do it, different ways to breathe and mm-hmm. and the benefits of it and kind of what it's all about. And, you know, and also it kind of helps you, like, if you hear a noise or something like that, or mm-hmm. if you have an itch or you start to feel pain, that you don't respond to it. You feel it and you hear it and you pay attention to the emotions that are connected, that you're connecting to that. Mm-hmm. So it's like, mm-hmm. so in translation, in your everyday life, when something happens, an event or someone says something, you learn to not react. You feel the emotions that are attached to that and look at them from as an observer, mm-hmm. you know, and it benefits
wow.
everything.
I think it sounds really healthy.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Well, and I think that, you know, that kind of translates with getting back to the happiness thing about, because we've had that conversation with other people before about when is your happiness more important than the commitments you've made to someone else.
Right.
You know, and I don't know if that applies to this maybe, but because people say, well, they're family, you know, that's
right.
That's what you need to do, or that's what you should do. But I think you made a good point that it is kind of the ultimate gift. Mm-hmm. And if you're feeling resentment.
For them and yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. That way you'll have closure.
Well, and if you're.
I would think.
Yeah. And if you're feeling resentments, then that's okay.
Go ahead and think about.
And email me.
Maybe. Yeah. And what are the resentments? I mean, yeah. What are the, you know, go ahead and write them down and decide and put them away and tomorrow get them out and read them again and decide, is this really worth feeling those resentments for?
No, I think there's certain instances where, you know, if the person that you're dealing with, like any situation in life, is really making your life undesirable, mm-hmm. making you miserable, mm-hmm. then regardless of who they are, I think you have a right to say,
I need some time.
Or I need, I'm done.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I see a lot of that too with parents, like in their children. And I've known people that are in situations where they have children that are, their marriage has broken up like this, you know? Mm-hmm. Like this, I'm saying with my hands.
Holding his hands out.
Yeah, like this, you know, I'm making the breaking apart thing. Their parents are kind of, one parent is telling their kids this and another parent is having to deal with this, you know, and they're separated. And at some point do you say, you know what, I'm not going to compete with this. I'm going to detach and kind of keep my distance and let that individual child make up their own decision when they grow older.
Right.
Or is that not taking responsibility and being a bad parent?
I think you have to do what you feel is right. Because you've earned that right. You are the parent. And there's no rule book for that. I think that taking the high road is always the best choice.
What is the high road?
Just not to put the kids in the middle.
Yeah.
Period.
But you don't always have
if you're having trouble communicating with your
control over that
spouse or your ex-spouse, using the children is just a really bad idea.
Yeah. And you see it all the time. Yeah.
I was there. And I think that that's the choice that my father made. He detached. You know, it was easier to detach. He saw what it was doing to all of us.
But
we saw that. We saw that as rejection, you know, so.
Yeah, but look what happened.
Yeah.
You are so close now.
Yeah.
At least you are with
him. Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know as far as everyone else. I think there's some growth going on there, so I won't speak for anyone else.
But. Yeah. Well, it definitely was a game changer, but, you know, becoming an adult and having my own family and paving my own way through life, you know, I don't have the dependency on that relationship for, you know, it is more of a friendship. I don't have a need for him to take care of me.
Right.
I do go to him with big decisions, you know, on occasion.
Like introducing me?
Yeah, that was a great decision.
Yeah.
That went very well.
I just plugged myself.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Well, that's okay because...
GetHappyBook.com.
I don't know how you plugged yourself by saying, what'd you say?
GetHappyBook.com.
Well, yeah, before that, you said I plugged myself.
Oh, I said, like me, and a big decision. Mm. I was teeing up an opportunity for you to comment on how great I was.
Well, you are great.
Because I knew you would, because right. That's what you do.
Right.
So,
aw.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway.
Cool.
So, I'm not sure if I ever really quietly? Is that a word?
No, you're never quietly.
Quietly? Or completely understood the difference. I do now, actually, but between a nursing home and a retirement community. Like someone said, well, nursing home's where you go to die. A retirement community is like a...
It's halfway there.
Really?
Retirement community, you still have your own living quarters that are private. You don't have anyone that, you know, comes in and does things for you.
Wipes your bottom.
You have your meals provided and there's a bus service, you know, that kind of thing.
Takes you to bingo. And
it's kind of like apartments. Like there's a common area where you eat and play games or whatever. And
I think then like a blast.
The nursing home is, you know, when you're in the nursing home, there's different wings that have different situations. Like there's the Alzheimer unit, there's, you know, people in varying stages of aging.
Right.
Yeah. It's an interesting, I will say that the people that work in nursing homes really deserve to be applauded.
Yeah.
They have the hardest jobs, and they're at least here in Lee Summit at John Knox Village, they are the nicest, most wonderful people.
Wow.
You know, just loving and friendly, and I've always had a really good experience in there with them.
So someone had mentioned this the other day, actually a friend of mine, Jeff, was talking about this. I think it was him, I believe so, that has, or he knew someone, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but it was like the concept of that there's retirement insurance, or like, like we can start putting in money so that when we need to go to someplace, it's... already paid for or something?
Yeah, but it's like planning that. No one wants to plan being in a nursing home.
I want to be in a retirement village that's on Maui. I think that they sound like a hoot.
Yeah.
Like fun.
Well, I think that if you can get past letting go of being the owner of your own home, you know,
and having
the total freedom, I think the freedom that it affords you is priceless, and I also think that it's a great gift you can give your children because the transition is much easier.
Yeah.
At that point, they don't have the house to sell and all of the items to go through. And
well, we talk about doing that, and we should.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We should take some steps.
We're taking those steps.
Yeah. We've started the discussion,
we're getting rid of things, and
yeah, we're kind of trying to get rid of stuff that
it's going.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of what I got rid of the other day. I gave something else away. I'm trying to give things away, but there's some things you won't let me give away.
Yeah, well, I got to...
I know. Well, I understand that, too.
Take care of them first.
Yeah.
Not take care of them,
I know what you mean.
Something like that.
Yeah.
mafia or something. I got to take care of it.
But I would love to be able to gift my things out. You know, we have so much.
Yeah, we do need to go through our clothes again and start. We purge that every once in a while.
I have a lady that wants my clothes. So
I'm ready to go to a retirement community.
Oh, my. You're 41.
I know, but they sound fun. I mean, it's like, it's
real. I think I'm a few years out.
I mean, if they got golf and I don't really golf, but if they got, maybe they got a beach.
I think the key is you have to be retired.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you still, I mean, do they have one that's like a dive, like a scuba dive resort?
I'm sure they do.
Yeah?
I'm sure they do.
Well, we need to build one.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah. A wellness retirement community.
I see aging parents as a good opportunity for us to, you know, wrap things up in a way.
Like,
sounds terrible. I mean, we're all going to die. Let's face it.
Let's wrap this up, Mom and Dad. Let's
make a plan, Mom and Dad.
Let's wind this thing down, folks. This is getting out of control.
This is what we figured out for you.
This is all strung out around here. We need to wind this thing down. Don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Oh. I still think that it's not the same for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, certainly, and I don't know.
Well, if you have any experiences on that.
Just think about how you would want to be treated, and that's the way you need to be treating them.
Well, yeah, but I'm thinking that I might not really know how I'm being treated at that point. I mean, I hope I have my wits about me.
Yeah, I mean, but it's still the husband and wife need to make those decisions for each other.
Yeah.
You know, before the kids come in and start dictating behaviors.
Yeah.
This is my feeling. That's the way I was raised. And I believe that. You know, unless there's an abusive situation going on that you've witnessed or, you know, but that's, hopefully we'll get to make those decisions.
I hope so. Like they say, though, you need to make the decisions for yourself, right or wrong, at some point, because sooner or later, someone's going to make them for you.
Well, my son has promised me that he'll find me a nice nursing home.
Well, I'll find you one.
See, it is your decision.
Right.
It's not his decision.
Okay.
Unless you don't make it.
Yeah. I don't make it that far?
Well, no. I don't mean that. I mean, if you know, I don't know. I don't know what the law and rule is on this deal.
Well, if you know, call 775-234.
Yeah, we'd like to hear what people think, what experiences they're having.
73.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Let's try that again.
Yeah, our podcast answer question hotline, booga, 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 is 775-234-8373. 775-234-8373. And I got a message from a lady. I couldn't hardly understand her, but it wasn't a question. It was just a statement. It was kind of...
From India.
I'm not sure where it was from, but... Oh. I could hardly understand her accent, but it was, you know, I've read your books. I've enjoyed them or excited of them very much so, and I wish to hear from you a lot. I thought, well, that was great, you know?
It is great.
Yeah, so.
What a nice message.
The book she's talking about, my book is out, of course, and, you know, it's at gethappybook.com. That is gethappybook.com. And the book is Happiness for the Practical Mind, 7 Steps to Discovering and Loving Your Authentic Self.
A lot of people enjoying that book.
Yeah, it's doing really...
A lot of people gifting that book to others.
Yeah.
It's making the rounds.
I had a good friend of mine say, hey, I gave a copy of your book to a friend. And I was like, God, that means so much to...
That's what it's all about.
And I thank him for that. Yeah. So, you know, it's cool.
It is cool.
And
I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Did a good job.
So...
As usual.
I think the key is have the conversation sooner than later.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
I think you do have to talk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the legacy file is a good idea.
I like that
idea.
And
that's more about, you know, here's the accounts.
Actually, we're going to look into that and let you know in a next podcast what we find out.
And how to...
It's good. It would be good to know.
Yeah, get all the new ducks in a row, which I have no idea what that means. But
Just sounds good.
It does.
Yeah.
So, anyway, remember
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, be honest, be loved.
And...
Be happy.